This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
How about not only Mike Sullivan of the Penguins out, Mike Sullivan of the Steelers out?
Wild.
In the same day!
How does that happen?
That's an all-time weird one, man.
Yes.
And I don't know if that was the Steelers' decision, if that was Mike Sullivan's decision. I don't really know what happens there. Brooke Pryor just found it by going and looking at the website. He was no longer there. And then I saw stories written up about it today. So no more Mike Sullivan for the Steelers the same day that Mike Sullivan of the Penguins and that organization parted ways. It made me think, was our source telling us about the different Mike Sullivan?
That is true.
On Sunday, I went, hold up, wait a second here. Wait, is this which Sullivan is it?
No, they said the Rangers.
So. They did, yeah. Yeah. I think if they let go of, if the Steelers let go of this Mike Sullivan, when you're going to be going through a period of quarterback tumult, I think that's odd, unless you got someone earmarked to replace him.
Well, I think Tom Martha is the guy. I think right. Mike Sullivan, Pittsburgh Steelers role was kind of like a senior advisor.
Yes.
And that was to kind of work one-on-one with a guy like Justin Fields of breaking things down, to break him down and to build him back up to, you know, to show him the process of, you know, identifying coverages, things of that nature, like to get more of that one-on-one training last year. And they don't need that this year. I mean, Will Howard will learn from Tom Martha and they'll be fine.
Tom Arth, probably Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, so
yeah,
don't really need to have Mike Sullivan on.
It's not like when you initially had Mason Rudolph and you just out and out didn't have a quarterback's
coach. Right, you have one. Yeah.
I still think more is better than less. The more eyes you have, the more differentiating opinions you have is better.
They might go younger.
They could.
They might fill that role with a younger person.
And who's to say that he didn't decide he was walking away himself? I'm not necessarily sure about that.